When F&B chef Charlene Badman won this year's James Beard Award for Best Chef Southwest, she had one thing to say.
Arizona!
That night, in front of the most powerful people in the restaurant industry, Badman became the first Arizona chef in 12 years to bring home the award, often called the Oscars of the food world. Winning the award is a career high for the Tucson-raised chef and could be a pivotal moment for Arizona's culinary scene, which many have felt has not received the kind of national recognition it should in quite some time.
Our co-host Lauren Gilger got the chance to sit down with Badman recently to talk about her win and what it was like when celebrity presenter Zooey Deschanel announced her name that night.
So you were not expecting your name to be called when they announced this award?
No, and it's really nerve-wracking. The whole day, I didn't eat the entire day, and so nerve-wracking. And I think Bobby, he said it best. He looked back because they were nominated for the Hospitality Award, and he said nobody in this room is enjoying themselves right now,
and everyone's on edge.
It's true. We're all just sitting there and kind of a little shaky. And you know, my category, didn't come until almost, I felt like it was the end.
So what goes through your mind when they announce your name?
I'm going to faint. That was, it felt like it took forever for Zooey to open up the envelope. They've announced who's the chefs in the category, and then you're just waiting and you're waiting. And everybody else says it was fast. And then I was like, she said my name, and everybody's jumping up and down. And then they start to like cry. And I got up there and somebody yelled Arizona, and I put my fist in the air and yelled Arizona back, because I'm very proud to be from Arizona and everything that we have here. I said that in my speech, and how fortunate we are. I feel like I cook like that. I cook with a passion for Arizona ingredients. Pavle's curated the Arizona wine list, so we are proud of what we have here, and to be able to stand up there and say that and beat out four Texas chefs was nice.
So, I mean, you did. You talked about Arizona first and about being from here and about the importance of the food here. And it's been a long time coming, it feels like, for Arizona food and for the culinary world here. Do you feel like we've been sort of, you know, underappreciated for quite some time?
I do. Being somebody from Arizona, maybe I'm just really biased, but I do feel it. 12 years is a really long time to not have somebody be able to get that award. And we've had chefs that have been nominated, and we have just as much excitement going on in our culinary scene as these other places do, and we don't get the attention. And I think a lot of people have worked really hard to bring that attention and focus back to us, mm-hmm. from our journalists to people that are encouraging others to come here as far as tourism. Our chefs here are a much higher caliber than they were 10 years ago. And I'm really hoping that this just gets the ball rolling again, that we are able to have another chef and another chef and another chef. And it could be restaurateurs. There's so many categories, and there's so many people in this business that are working really hard that deserve some sort of attention brought to them and their work.
So let's talk about what that means, what Arizona food means to you. I mean, I know you're very involved in growing and using the food from Arizona. The wine menus the same way, Arizona wines, Arizona vineyards. So what does it mean to you in F&B to be able to showcase the ingredients, the variety, especially you're known for your vegetables here?
It makes me proud. It makes me proud to be able to show guests that we grow this in Arizona. That they don't just have, so many people have this idea in their head that we're steak and potatoes still, the cowboy food. Mm-hmm. And they come here and it's just a surprise. What do you mean you grow peaches? What do you mean you have your own lettuce? Or if I ask a farmer to grow a specialty vegetable like celtus or gillfeather rutabagas, you can grow these things here. And why would we not? We're such an agricultural rich state, and we always have been. And for the longest time, we've shipped our produce out of here and our grains and all of that. And instead, I'm like, let's keep it here and show people what we have.
Yeah, yeah. Give us an example, I guess, of something that you're growing right now or working with a farmer to grow right now that you think exemplifies this for you. Like if everybody knew that we could do this in Arizona, it would change the perception.
Well, I think of, because I do a fair amount of events outside of the state. I was able to go to Texas in October and cook, and I was able to bring like lobster mushrooms. Mm. This is a mushroom that isn't even cultivated. You just find it wild up in northern Arizona. And we have different regions, too. I work with farmers that are up in the Flagstaff area. So they're able to bring down these lobster mushrooms, and I take them all to Texas and put them on a plate. I love bringing grains. I love when I can bring anything from Hayden Mills and be like, look at this beautiful black barley that they're growing. And they're like, you grow grains? And I'm like, we've been growing them for a very long time and shipping them to Italy and bringing, they've been coming back as flour and pasta. And I love the fact that we can keep them here. We grow potatoes. And I remember as a kid, my mother taking me down to Wilcox and we would go to an apple orchard, but she would take us down there and they would let you dig up potatoes. And so now to have like a farmer that brings that's growing potatoes for me as an adult, kind of, it's a really great memory for me to kind of connect it back together.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been in this industry for a really long time. You've worked for some of the best chefs, you know, there are in the big cities. And I wonder, you know, why you came back. When you started F&B, did it feel like a homecoming?
Definitely. I mean, when I came back from New York, my lease was up. I had lived there for 12 years. My lease was up in a restaurant I owned there. And I was kind of like, I'm just going to take a break. I'm going to figure out what I want to do. Maybe I'll move to San Francisco or another large city and try to start over there. But it just kind of, it lined itself up. Pavli had just moved back here as well. It just kind of made sense to be like, you have all this work that you've done. I'd been working since I was 16, and why not come together and put something together, put a restaurant together and really start showcasing what Arizona's about instead of like, I'm going to go off somewhere else and showcase what they have. And since I'm from here, it just kind of made sense. It's like when I came back, it was such a different scene at like the farmer's market than it was when I left in 96. And so to be able to see all of this movement with farmers and what they were doing and growing, I was like, why not take all of this and really let people know what we have here.
So what does this mean to you personally, and what do you hope comes from it in terms of your own career, but also this, you know, recognition that the state is finally getting?
It means to me that, I mean, all that hard work, it's nice to be kind of put out there and people see that I've worked really hard and that I've earned something for it, some recognition. And I hope as far as like Arizona, it just keeps going. We have a lot of chefs that are here that deserve that recognition as well, I believe. As far as my career, I mean, I came back and I went back to work. you know, I'm not looking to do anything else as far as opening another restaurant. I am working on a cookbook, and I also work a lot with kids. And that's where I've put a lot of my attention is working with kids and educating them on food and better food choices, and working specifically in gardens, because I believe when a child knows where their food comes from, they're more likely to try it. So I'm looking to really push that. I just want to keep, for me, I'm learning something every day. I want to be better and better every day. And that didn't stop with getting an award. It wasn't like, okay, you're the best. It's you've got to keep going. I've got to make tonight's people happy and tomorrow's people happy. And
keep pushing.
Yes.
All right. Charlene Badman, the James Beard Award winner for Best Chef Southwest. Thank you so much.
Thank you.